Hi, this is Randy Hunter, and in this session we're going to be exploring 251s, some of the some ways you can practice 251s, learn to recognize 251s, and incorporate this knowledge in your improvisation. Now, often you'll hear folks speak of learning to improvise jazz in terms of learning to speak a language. This makes a lot of sense because just like when you learn to speak a language, you begin with some basic words, short sentences, eventually more elaborate sentences, and possibly even storytelling. In jazz, you start with learning some basic scales, basic arpeggios. You learn to put these together in a structure that makes sense, often or very similar to the way sentences make sense. And gradually, as you master the language, you learn to tell your musical narrative. So the focus of this lesson will be to develop a foundation for your jazz vocabulary in 251s. 251s are a common progression found in many standards. We'll talk later in the lesson about how you can locate 251s in a variety of tunes found in a fake book. We'll begin our session with a discussion of the scales and chords that make up the 251 progression. If you have your PDF printout handy, take a look at the example shown on the first page. The example is shown in the key of C major. You'll see the D minor 7, the G7, and the C major chords created using modes of the major scale. D minor 7 is created from the second mode of the C major scale. It's called the Dorian mode. A C scale starting on D is a D minor or D Dorian scale. The G Mixolydian scale is the fifth mode of the C major scale. It begins on G, the fifth tone of the G scale, the fifth tone of the C scale, uses all the same tones as in the C major scale. So our 251 in the key of C major is D minor 7, G7, C major. The subsequent chords created in the 251 progression are based on the 1 of each of the modes. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 on each one of these modes provides our chord tones and the arpeggio tones as well. So at this point, I'll play examples of each of these scales along with a 251 progression I've prepared in advance. I'll play the scales, and then the progression will repeat, and I'll play the arpeggios 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. So it's important after you learn these scales in one key that you go back and practice them all in all 12 keys so that you gain really a thorough knowledge of 251s in the various keys. There's a practice progression provided at the end of your PDF printout that takes you through all 12 keys. Also, in the Jamie Ebersole series, Volume 3 has an excellent 251 progression that goes through all 12 keys in a bossa nova feel. That's a great play along track. And in addition to that, you might care to check out Bill Harrison's Play Jazz Now site. He's got 251s in a variety of keys that you can purchase. His site can be found through my homepage, www.randyhunterjazz.com, by scrolling to the bottom of my homepage. This would also be a good point to pull out a real book or any fake book and look through a variety of standards, searching for 251 progressions that you can find in most tunes. Many, many tunes have 2-5s or 2-5-1s. Sometimes you'll have just the 2-5 without the 2-5-1. Look for minor 7 chords, followed by dominant 7 chords, followed by major 7 chords, and ask yourself if they have the 251 relationship. You can look at the major scale, count to the second tone and to the fifth, and see if those provide the roots for your minor and dominant chords. Sometimes you'll also have 2-5s without the 1 chord. Determine what the hypothetical 1 chord would be. It would be easy to do that by looking at the 2 chord. D, for instance, would be 2 to C. Then ask yourself if the subsequent dominant is the 5 chord in that particular key. Now, at this point, let's look a little deeper into the chords and determine what makes minor seventh chords, dominant seventh chords, major seventh chords. We've determined that they are all created from the same scale, at least the 2-5-1 in a particular key. The minor seventh, the dominant seventh, they're all created from the major scale or modes of the major scale. But there are specific tones on each one that provide them with their own identities. Minor seven chords, for instance, have minor thirds and minor sevenths in them. Dominant seventh chords have major thirds and minor sevenths, and major seventh chords obviously have major thirds and major sevenths. So at this point, let's go through a 2-5-1 playing just the sevens and the threes, or the threes and the sevens. These are also often referred to as the guide tones because they help to guide the harmony from one chord to the next. The sevenths on each chord, the seven on D minor seven, for instance, is C, has a leading function or a guiding function pulling to the B, the three of the G7 chord. The F, which is the seven of the G7 chord, pulls to the 3 on the major 7 chord, the C major 7 chord, which is the E. So using the same play along progression I played with earlier, I'm going to play the 3 followed by the 7 on each of the minor, dominant, and major chords in the 2-5-1 progression starting in the key of C. The progression repeats. On the repeat, I'll play in an improvised fashion using just those tones. Then the progression moves down a whole step. I'll repeat the same process playing the threes and followed by the seven on each of the 2-5-1 chords, followed by a repeat, playing in an improvised fashion. Having a good working knowledge of the thirds and sevens on all of these chords really provides a solid foundation for your vocabulary, your jazz vocabulary, at least your 2-5-1 vocabulary. These tones make you sound like you really know what you're saying. So for that reason, it's important to practice them in all keys until you know them very well. And again, we've got the 2-5-1 practice progression that I've included at the end of this PDF print out that you can play along with without accompaniment, or you've got the recommendations I made earlier for play along tracks. Once you get comfortable with the thirds and sevens in all the keys, it's important to move ahead and start practicing the entire arpeggio. Now, I've included some patterns in your PDF printout that utilize the entire arpeggio, the 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Sometimes the 9 is utilized as a scale tone as a second between the first and the third, but we're going to use it anyway in the context of these patterns. These patterns are centered around the thirds and sevenths. So while we're using the entire arpeggio, we're thinking conceptually about placing emphasis on the movement from the 7 to the 3 on each of these chords. And I like to think of patterns within that kind of context rather than as a source of material for improvisation. You know, you don't want your patterns to become licks that you improvise with necessarily. You may use them from time to time, but you want to really develop concepts. That's what will make your improvisations more spontaneous and will also make you a more fluent player. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play examples of some of these patterns. I'm going to play the pattern. Then on the repeat of the progression, I'm going to improvise. Then when it moves to a new key, I'll play the pattern again. Then a little bit of improvisation. Mm-hmm. Example 2. There are a couple of other patterns that are provided on the PDF printout you've got there. I'm not going to demonstrate those for you. I'm going to let you have a go at those on your own. But hopefully the patterns that are provided along with the concepts discussed will give you a good place to start in your pursuit of developing a jazz language through 251s. It helps to have play-along tracks at your disposal to help you learn to hear these and to help you play in time with a good feel. So remember, you can check out Ebersold's Volume 3. There's an excellent 251 progression that goes through all 12 keys with a bossa nova feel, plus Bill Harrison's Play Jazz Now site. You can purchase tracks. He has a series of 251s in the different keys, and his site can be found through my homepage, www.randyhunterjazz.com. There's a link at the bottom of the homepage that will take you to Play Jazz Now. So remember, he's got some great tracks there. If you have any questions, feel free to drop me an email. My email address, randy@randyhunterjazz.com. Good luck with this. Thanks so much.